The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are, surviving with all you patriots out there. I'm up in North Dakota. My name's James Kelso. Just joining us on the phone on his travels is Paul Fromm from Canada. Paul, great to have you here.
Yeah, and I would have been for the first 2 hours, Jamie, but I'm up in the mountains of British Columbia, and I had a transportation situation that I won't bend people's ears with the the ongoing saga of flights canceled and so on. But anyway, yeah, it's really good to be on.
And we've got go ahead, just a second, Paul, and we're going to get to a great topic that Paul is bringing to us, but I want to welcome back George in Maryland, also is with us. We have Tom in Utah on the line. He's hanging on there patiently. And I want to just set the table here. We're going to talk a little bit about South Africa. I interrupted myself right in the middle of a discussion of Obama's birth certificate. So let me wrap that up. I don't want to leave people hanging in midair, but just very quickly to wrap it up. You can look it up yourselves, folks. Joe Arpaio's cold case posse, Mike Zullo, Z-U-L-L-O, he demonstrated off of a document that Jerome Corsi, in another investigation earlier, Jerome Corsi got his hands on an actual bona fide Hawaiian birth certificate for a woman named Johanna Ani, a Hawaiian, Johanna Ani. And in what must be the most incredible piece of luck, Mike Zullo found that 9 separate elements of Johanna Ani's birth certificate were transferred completely, copy and pasted from Johanna Ani's authentic birth certificate to the fake Photoshop image that Obama offered in 2011 as being his birth certificate. Now, folks, they didn't copy one element, one part of the document. 9 separate parts of the document were copied, and they were lifted in a group. They were copied in a group and then pasted in a group onto the fake document. And, folks, the forensic analysts who do nothing but analyze documents for fraud and forgery, they said this is like a billion to one proof that this is a forgery. So that is the most amazing. There are other evidences of forgery there, but you want to go out and look at the video. The media is covering it up like crazy, and sadly, this is so sad, because if Joe Arpaio had won his race for Maricopa County Sheriff, we'd be hearing about this a lot more, because Sheriff Joe would be on the air and on TV. That is sad that he lost that election. Maybe we can get him back, but this story won't go away. Mike Zullo, and what if this document is a fraud, this birth certificate put out by Obama, then he's a fraud. I'll leave that. Now let's go to South Africa. And let me just say this, Paul. Paul Fromm has now twice toured South Africa. Toured's the wrong word. My goodness. Dared travel through South Africa, and is bringing back a report on what's really going on for white folks in South Africa, where Gregory Stanton has reported there is genocide. Is genocide going on in South Africa against white folks. And he is the founder of Genocide Watch, which is the world's most highly respected monitoring organization for genocide wherever it may occur. The And Paul, here's what I want to throw on there. You're going to hear lots of really distressing stories about what's happening to our cousins in South Africa. And you're going to wonder, what can I do to help? But let me suggest this. It's just my suggestion. We need to get Paul Fromm's book published. It's desperately needed. There is no book that describes the fate of all white folks in South Africa. And that book has to get out to help all of them, including every individual case you will hear of. So you out there in the audience, you might be prompted to say, you'll hear some distressing story. And, I don't want to discourage anybody from individually helping or starting a campaign to help a particular person in South Africa. But if I may, just a thought from me, as a first step, let's get Paul's book out and let's get it printed in large numbers. Let's get it distributed. Let's get it on the desk of Donald Trump. And, Paul, can you imagine how Donald Trump's ears will burn and his eyes will burn reading your book?
Yeah, well, I think Donald Trump will be sympathetic to a very courageous group of people, a group of survivors like himself. I'm a bit of a digression, but I found out just recently that Donald Trump's grandfather, I believe, had a Canadian connection. I believe he ran a hotel up in the Yukon for a while during the Gold Rush days.
Yes, yes. I meant to talk to you. I've researched Donald Trump's genealogy, and yes, he's got a Canadian connection.
But something I think Trump appreciates are people who struggle and prevail and survive. And if there's any group of people who are like that, it has to be the Afrikaners. Who have several times had to pick up everything they had and move. They're originally in the Cape Colony for a variety of reasons. In the 1830s, they moved up to the Transvaal and the Orange Free State. There are further battles with the Zulus, battles with the British, and then they basically consolidated themselves into a nation state. Particularly after the victory of the National Party in 1948, and gave it all away. Well, not they didn't give it away. Their corrupted leadership under tremendous American pressure gave it to the communists in 1994. The white tribe, mostly Afrikaners, but a fair number of English, Germans, Polish, assorted. Portuguese and others, the entire white tribe in South Africa is under attack. And as you mentioned, Jamie, probably the world's expert on what constitutes genocide, says South Africa is in the penultimate. That's the final stage before massacre in the streets with the machetes. The whites are under tremendous attack. Physically, over 70,000 have been murdered and continue to be raped and murdered. 70,000 since South Africa was given to the communists in 1994. 70,000, that's it. That is more than America lost in the entire Vietnam War. And we know...
Translate that 70,000 number into American terms, folks, just to get a gauge on the size of it. For us to have that same kind of casualty rate, we would have to lose 3.5 million Americans murdered. Go ahead, Paul.
And 70,000 in a nation that was pushing 300 million back then was unsustainable. The public wouldn't put up with it anymore. Imagine what it's like in South Africa where the white population is give or take about 4.5 million. So that's one thing. There's the physical murder and extermination. And then there is, of course, the financial, far more subtle, less obvious. They've got a brutal program called the BEE, the Black Economic Empowerment Program, which is affirmative action steroids. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Oh, yeah.
So that makes it very difficult for middle and lower class South Africans to have a job. And, no job, no life. And so one of the realities that I witnessed with my own eyes were white camps for the homeless. White people who had no home. Once you lose your job, if you can't maintain your mortgage payments, you lose your house, and of course you don't have much money coming in. What can you rent? There were people who lived in their cars, but that's a very, very dangerous thing to do. And
with children.
Children, yes. So the situation in these was absolutely pitiable for these people, and they're our people.
And now, Paul, let me address what we in this audience, we specifically can do. Of course, we need some major financing to go to our South African cousins, but we're small. This radio show, the American Freedom Party, Paul Fromm's valiant efforts, we're small. So let's be selective about what we can do. We have very limited resources, limited funding, and we don't have Paul's book out yet. We haven't funded it. The American Freedom Party owes money to Paul Fromm. He paid out of pocket for his second trip to South Africa. So we need to reimburse Paul, and we need to invest money in getting the book printed. And that, with this book, getting it to folks like Steve Bannon, we will make sure a copy gets on Steve Bannon's desk. We'll make sure a copy gets on Donald Trump's desk. Then, the truth, that's what we can get out with a few thousand dollars that we can raise. Then, that will open the floodgates of bigger funding. So some of the folks that we'll hear about and learn about, they're going to need, a family in South. Now, of course, the South Africans don't want to leave. This is their home. It is as much their home as Canada is Paul's home and America is George and my home. Absolutely as much. They've been there as long. And they've worked as hard and suffered as much or more than we have in their history. So, but there are some key people that we would do well to get a few South Africans into America where they can get on television and, tell the story, go on speaking tours. Paul, it'd be great to have a speaking tour for you with the book. It'd be great to have a South African accompanying you. And so, to get somebody, to get a family out of South Africa, it's not a cheap proposition. I'm just going to throw a number out there, but let's say $10,000 were needed. It's not cheap. Airfare from South Africa is not cheap. So and I think if South African leaving is going to have to get a round trip ticket. Is that true, Paul?
I'm sorry?
A South African leaving with their family from South Africa would have to get round trip tickets, would they not?
Well, yes and no. If they had proper immigration documents in the United States, I guess they could get a one way ticket. If it's anything else, I don't think the United States would let you in without a return ticket.
So that's a lot of money. My point being, it's a lot of money to get those tickets and so on. So here's the thing. Let's get Paul's book completed. Let's get it financed. And then here's how you can do that. You can send any form of money. We'll take anything. But send it to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. That's one place you can send it. Another place you can send it is to the American Freedom Party itself. TheAmericanFreedomParty.us. Go to our website and you'll see addresses and PayPal button and things like that. Another way, but mark your contribution, say Paul Fromm or South Africa book, and we'll know that that is dedicated to completing Paul's book. And then you can also reach Paul directly at paul@paulfromm.com. And, Paul can tell you ways that you can get funding to Paul to help with the book. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, actually, I should correct, fine-tune what you said, Jamie. Actually, that was my third trip to South Africa. I was in South Africa in 1987 when it was still controlled by our people. It was an amazing, amazing tour. And that gave me a sort of a point of comparison and contrast. So when I was in South Africa in 2015 and last summer, it allowed me a perspective that one might not have had otherwise. So I think I'm in a relatively good position to write this book. I have a great deal of notes. I'm making a lot of progress, but as you said, we do need We do need the funding, and this is an important tool. There are other ways we can help people in South Africa, and one, of course, is the book. I think that's probably the best thing we can do because it'll help build solidarity. And it's that world attention that's going to matter in South Africa. The present gangster regime headed up by a former communist, Jacob Zuma, is sensitive to world opinion, or I should say to the opinion of the United States. Up to now, the United States, under the people who pressured the South Africans, the South African leadership to turn power over to the communists, the pressure has all been from the left, from the white-hating element. Of course, it continued under Obama. There's a new president and a new worldview. And I think what we would like to do is to try to move South Africa a little bit higher up the list of priorities. Certainly, Donald Trump has a tremendous agenda that he wants to pursue, and we'd like to get this somewhere on that agenda. So that's one thing. Another thing, I mean, if on an individual basis, people would like to sponsor a white South African family to emigrate to the United States, it's not simple. And certainly up till now, maybe things will change under Trump, but there's been a tremendous hostility to white South Africans coming to South Africa or to Canada. But that's another route. Another thing is that there can be support for individually good projects in South Africa. And I'm hoping we'll have on next Sunday, if circumstances work out, a woman named Lee Oxley-Dupre, and she was on 2 years ago, a number of times, about her project helping white South African families, particularly ones that are in these homeless camps. And she's done just amazing work as almost like a South African Mother Teresa without religious preaching.
You know, Paul, an interesting thing to which we can look forward, and Lee Oxley-Dupre can look forward. It'd be wonderful to have her back on the airwaves with us. Lee, if you're listening to us, boy, do we want you on the show. And all the other folks that we had on, we really had a South African marathon here on the show. And we want to repeat that. We devoted our broadcast really exclusively to South Africa for months. And imagine, Paul, your book is printed. Well, let's say we get an initial 10,000 copies out there. And now boxes of your book are in the mail to South Africa. Ooh, my, interesting. What will be the fate of your book as its distribution in South Africa? What's your thought on that?
I don't know the South African publishing well enough. I do know there are a lot of good books, from our point of view, still being published in South Africa.
But this will be interesting. As your book is circulating through South Africa with the truth, finally, folks, the truth about what's going on, the war being waged against our people by a communist government in South Africa. So this is going to be interesting, and not much more than interesting. It's life or death for our cousins in South Africa. And so, Paul, I'm this is the project I want to dedicate myself on our show here to. And folks, I want to enlist you out there. We do have limited resources. I mean, you know, even the existence of this show, we have to fund this show to, where the idea for this book was born and where the author, was found right here on this show, Paul Fromm. And so we've got to make all these things go. We're going to push this book for the next 8 years. It throughout the entirety of the Trump administration, and Trump, among the 2,000 appointments that are empty that he has yet to make, are the ambassador to South Africa and all the staff. I don't know how many consular offices we have in South Africa, but there might be a good sized staff, Paul. We got a little break here, and we'll come back to let's come right back to that. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
We're back, folks. We are back. This is Kelso here in North Dakota. We've got another little bit more than a half an hour left in our program. We've got a little more than a half an hour left in our program. Welcome back, folks.
It's the Moody Blues Hour here on Republic
Podcast. We're enjoying the Moody Blues, yes. We'll have the Moody Blues turned down in just a moment, folks.
That's a wicked bass line in this tune, too, Jane.
Yeah. It dates us, the Moody Blues.
I think we'll just scream over the music. Hey, maybe we're being hacked by the same people hacking the website, huh?
Yeah. No. We'll make it here. We just missing an engineer, folks. We ran out of funding. We ran out of funding, and the engineer.
That's what it is.
The engineer had to go put a quarter in his parking meter.
I haven't heard such a hardcore funding yet. Some preacher.
Actually, the engineer.
Dollars.
Yeah, Paul, the engineer was going out to the parking meter to put quarters in, and he got bugged by an illegal immigrant.
That might be it. I think, did we have Tom in Utah yet?
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call the engineer.
Yeah, let's get Tom.
Yeah. Hang on, folks. I think maybe we got... Yeah, there we go. We're back in business, folks.
And there's at least four callers on the line.
Yes. Oh, and pardon me. Let me summarize the callers here. We have Tom in Utah, who was hanging on, Iconoclast in Ohio, Mitzi in Florida, and TJ in Pennsylvania. And we're talking with Paul Fromm about his upcoming book on the crisis for white folks in South Africa. And Paul, I just looked up while we were during the break, and while the engineer was trying to put quarters in his parking meter, the U.S. consulates in South Africa, and the let me just see if there's some. Let's see here how many different consulates we have. There's a consulate in Cape Town, one in Durban, one in Johannesburg, and the embassy is in Pretoria. So that's four facilities, and there are going to be that's a lot of people that Donald Trump can hire. Now, I don't know how I don't know whether the staff is good, bad, or indifferent at our embassies in South Africa. I think there's a real strong possibility it's really bad because they've been under an Obama administration for 8 years, and surely the Obama Saul Alinsky activists that Obama would have sent to South Africa, they know how to get rid of patriots. So if there were any patriots in the consulates, they probably have gotten rid of them. And but you know, if there's some good folks down there, hey, that's wonderful. But the point being, Trump can put a lot of people, American consular officials in South Africa. He can read your book, Paul. And it's at those offices that the people in distress that we are going to be talking about and hearing from, it's there that they will either get spurned or helped.
That's right. And we, I think James, you and I both know of a couple of cases where, you know, it's just the absolute pinch.
Yeah. I got another little break here. We'll be back with four callers right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm
hey, we're back. We're in our last half hour. And let's get to these. Let's get to these patient callers. Okay, folks, we're back.
Now it's the Merle Haggard Hour.
Well, I'll tell you what, I like Merle Haggard even more than the Moody Blues.
Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy kind of frail.
I can listen to Merle Haggard all day. In fact, I do. I'll send out another Mayday here.
On the high seas, we would say, pon, 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 or securite, securite.
The mugging, in the parking lot, it's now turned into a brawl out there. They've emptied out the studio. Okay, well, maybe, hey, maybe we'll get, there we go. Thank you, Merle. And let's go to the callers now. My goodness, this is a patient group of people here. What an audience. Let's go to the most patient of all so far, Tom in Utah. Are you still there or did we lose you? Don't say anything if we lost you. Okay, we lost you. Let's go a little bit out of order here. Let's go to TJ in Pennsylvania. Are you there, TJ? Come in, TJ. Or Mitzi or Iconoclast. Actually, now I'll tell you what, Paul. The fight in the parking lot may be really getting big. I think we lost our engineer. So
I think those people are still there, but we're just not able to reach them right now.
Yeah,
we're transmitting into the ether, and we're having a talk between the three of us.
We're reaching our audience, but it's the engineer who has to cue in each of the callers. So
I could just finish the South Africa topic. Yeah. When I was in near Johannesburg in this past summer, and I was toured around by Lee Oxley Dupre and her husband Marius. The project that they were just about to launch on is that they had bought a rural property they were going to build a facility there. They're going to build cabins. They were bringing in water. They're still trying to bring in electricity. And the idea is it'll be a place for homeless white people, but it'll be a training center. It's not just a residence, but they want to train these people, particularly the men in useful skills that will allow them to be financially independent. So they're trying to build a community, and the problem Lee has, as you know, I guess do so many of us, is a lack of finances. But she and her husband are very good at stretching a rand. That's their currency. Practically squeezing every last bit of value out of it. I hope we can have her on to talk about her work. And I know she has. I run when I was speaking about the white race under attack in London back in September of last year, after my South African tour. I did concentrate on South Africa, but also the attacks in North America and Canada. Several people came up and said, thank you so much. You're the first person, who's spoken up for us South Africans, and we're all donating, some money each month to Lee. And if we can get people to help out, not just the South African cause, but the entire populist cause, the Trump phenomenon, the American Freedom Party, nobody has to give over their entire bank account. But if each person would take it upon themselves to give a modest contribution each month, it doesn't matter how large or small your income is. I think this is something that involves us all. I think it's a moral imperative. Not everybody can be out front, like Jamie and William Johnson and Tom Sunick. There are various job constraints and so on, and I understand that. But the thing is, that doesn't let anybody off the moral obligation to help. You may not be able to help by being out there and leading the protest with your name in the paper, but you can help from behind the scenes, and I think that's a strong obligation.
Paul, I'm going to sound like a wet blanket here. I apologize, but your book is so important. You're such a self-sacrificial person. That's what a trait you have. But we've got to get your book out, and we are very, very underfunded. So and I want to let the audience know where it stands. If we were Sean Hannity, making an appeal for millions of dollars that are needed to, help out some community of our kinsmen somewhere, that's doable for Sean Hannity. And, he's got the $20 million budget and so on, et cetera. But we've got to cover our bases first to make sure we've got a radio show, the only one featuring South Africa. Your book, the only one covering South Africa. Those things aren't funded. So, no. You know, we got to line our ducks up in order. And the best thing we can do for everybody in South Africa, in other words, if your book is a success, if this show goes off the air and your book doesn't get published, the rest of the stuff, the appeals to help people, there aren't any appeals. There isn't. The message doesn't go out anymore. So we got to keep our lifeline open. And then when we've got 10,000 copies of your book and then more out there, and it's generating stories, and it's getting coverage. And then it comes to the attention of people who do have money, who then we can really get some help flowing to South Africa, to all of, to all the people we want to help in South Africa. But I'm just saying, talk about our lifeline. How about RBN itself? All of these things are in danger of going away. RBN, this show, your book, all of these things are hanging by a thread. So there's three things to start with, folks, to make sure that the message keeps going out. You know, it's like what doctors do in a hospital. First thing, whatever's going on, bleeding, broken bones, whatever, get the guy's heart started again. You know, forget about the broken bones and get to those later. But get the guy's heart started again, because fixing the bones isn't going to do any good if his heart stopped.
Yeah.
So. I sound like a wet blanket, but folks can, get the picture and see, and others may not understand it either. You know, really great people may come on the air thinking that we're all well-funded and, et cetera, et cetera. We can launch fundraisers for individual people and so on. And, I have to be the wet blanket to let them know that the lifeline, we got to keep the lifeline there first. RBN, the show, the book,
I don't think it's so much being a wet blanket. I think you're the voice of economic realism. And I think there is a very valid fear that since Trump won, a lot of people will say, hey, we won, our guys in the White House, I don't need to do anything anymore. The opposite is the case. We're in the middle of a war. Yes. And our general is leading the troops, but there have to be troops there to lead. And on all sorts of issues, Americans are going to have to speak up and back Trump, pester their congressmen, pester their senators, because the enemy, after an initial maybe couple of months of despair and blue funk, are now organizing. They want to destroy the Trump agenda. They want to Trump removed or impeached or driven out of office. We're in a war. We won a battle. Trump won an important battle. It's not over. And
yes. Paul, I want to double up on this. You talked about our man is in. We had a bad experience in the 2000. So yeah. When George Bush won, all sorts of patriots said, oh boy, we have a Republican again. Now we can just stop. And lots of good patriot publications had difficulties. They stopped publishing altogether. And 8 months into his presidency, we found out Son of a Gun was one of them.
Yes. And
all sorts of good people disappeared. And it took 6 or 7 years to get the momentum back again. That cannot happen this time around.
Yes. And now and then also to, show the sunny side of this. There's some people can do some things, others can do others. One thing we can do that we're good at right here is getting the word out. We have a bully pulpit. We have a megaphone here. And with Paul's book, with this radio show, we can put South Africans on the air. They don't have a way to get on the air otherwise. There are other shows and so on, but not much out there, folks. So when Paul's book is done and when it's being distributed, we're helping everybody in all the white folks in South Africa and all good South Africans of any ethnicity. We're helping them recover their country from the communist tyranny that it has been in for some time now and terror, the state of terror. And So that is our first goal. Now I'm trying to find out if we have any callers. We had callers, and I just want to see if we can get back into the callers. Engineer, do we have any callers that we can reach? Let's see if we do. I'm not getting a signal there. Now I'm just looking up here. You know, Donald Trump will appoint an ambassador. The existing ambassador, the Obama ambassador, was he's not an African American. He was born in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
And he's the American ambassador.
Well, it gets weirder, Paul. He was born in the Democratic Republic of the Congo to Haitian parents.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So
I wonder if the Democratic Republic of the Congo ambassador to the United States was born in Iceland. Not very likely. You know, only in degenerate multicultural states would you have such an atrocity. It's almost as bad as Canada's immigration minister being a Somali refugee, immigration lawyer, and immigration lobbyist. I mean, Nutsville.
Well, now here's the good news, folks. When you look at the Wikipedia article on our U.S. ambassador to South Africa, Gaspard is not there anymore. The position is vacant. So, Donald Trump, if you're listening, Steve Bannon, if you're listening, Stephen Miller, if you're listening, let's get that vacancy filled with somebody who understands. And I'll give you a suggestion. How about Gregory Stanton as our new ambassador to South Africa?
Or what about a very capable California lawyer named William Johnson?
Yes. And but as one that's immediately palatable to liberals, Gregory Stanton, the founder of Genocide Watch, and a man who spent a month studying the situation. He and Paul are the two men who have really studied and reported back to the rest of the world what's going on in South Africa. And Stanton surprised the leftists who expect genocide reports to be about places like Mali or, Nyasaland or someplace like that. And he pointed out that the whites of South Africa are in the penultimate next to last stage of genocide. As Paul says, the only stage left is where the machetes come out and the gasoline tires. And so there you go. For the Trump administration, get a good man into that position who can help rescue our people in South Africa. And that's now, see, Paul, the timeliness of this, the position is vacant. So if we can get your book into print and get that to Donald Trump's attention, this is something everybody who's been around him says. He reads, he studies. So if your book lands on his desk, I think he's going to read it. And if Steve Bannon is going to read it. And after someone has read Paul Fromm's book, folks, people like Trump or Bannon will do the right thing in South Africa after they read a book like this. Their sources of information otherwise, can you imagine the lousy sources of information they have on what's going on in South Africa? Can you imagine Patrick Gaspard's, farewell report? And so on, it's so wonderful. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful in South Africa. We're doing great. So that's the kind of nonsense information that Bannon and Trump would have from the Obama holdovers. So we need to get the truth about South Africa to our president. Paul, let's let you run with the ball here and, let's actually think back to your trip, your last tour of South Africa. Just some of the things that you saw.
I saw the poverty in the one of these white camps for the homeless that Leigh Oxlade-Dupre and her group supports. little beautiful blonde white kids with red blotchy faces that indicate some sort of skin disease. Just a couple of toilets for a camp of 300 people. You know, those of you who live in, have a family and your wife and a few kids, you know how much pressure there is on one toilet for a family of four or five or six. Can you imagine a camp of three?
Yeah, Paul, we have more time. We have one more segment, Paul. So we'll firsthand in the camps of South Africa right after this break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. We are back. And we're in our last segment. We've got Paul Fromm on talking about South Africa.
Cross, Blackburn and the barn, 400 empty acres that used to be my farm. Grew up like my daddy.
And we're on automatic again, James.
Yep. Well, I'll send out my mayday.
Blood on the
All right, folks. Here we are in our last segment.
Crops grew last summer, weren't enough to pay the loan. Goodbye to see the plant this spring and the farmer's bank foreclosed. Come on, old friend, shipment up to auction off the land. He said, John, it's just my job, and I hope you understand. They calling it your job,
no, of course, so don't make it right. Let me try this. I'll say a prayer for your soul tonight. Try something different. Sometimes I hear a singer take me to the promised land. You take away a man's dignity. You can't work his fields and cows. Blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow.
Hello?
Well, if you can hear us, folks, this is.
I guess we'll just shout over the music here.
Yeah,
an interesting day, James.
Yes.
Technical problems on both sides.
And just to reflect on the thought here, folks, this is actually the first major flub we've ever had. So enjoy it while it lasts. We've got an emergency phone number, and I'm going to call that right now. This minor emergency. Here we go. Catch up on your reading while we get this organized. Okay, we're trying to raise the engineer here. And we'll salvage maybe a minute out of what we've got left.
Has been interesting, James.
There we go. I think we're the music's over. So
and that was that.
And we've run out of time. So folks, you just enjoyed our first flub in about 5 years. And another 5 years, we'll have another club. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow night, 9 to 10, on the Trump Phenomenon. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Speed light.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.